This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
That would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Like I said, I got to tell you, this is just another banner news day, 24/7, 365. And yes, we have more women that have stepped forward and said, oh, Kavanaugh, he's a rapist. He's just this, he's that. I mean, did Grassley really think it was going to go away when he started delay? And, oh, give him all the time. Oh, we'll just be more than happy. And, of course, what is the left's response? Well, we'll give him more. We want to delay this thing. So we know that Grassley is not shut it off and just an open ticket to speak. And why not have another victim and another and another? Get it? I mean, so you see, the thing is, when you're really dealing with gangsters, gangsters do gangster things. They call you out, and they called Grassley out. And now we have potentially more victims of this rapist Kavanaugh guy, this sweet little puppy. Anyway, I just cannot believe that. I know. I can believe it, and you should too, because this is the way they roll. They're desperate. That, listen, everything that they've stood for, all this progressivism, this overthrow of this country and everything, a coup d'etat. Oh, now we have been saying coup d'etat, we're the likes of it for years now. And people call this crazy. They said, you don't know what you're talking about. You tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists out there. And now what's happening? I guess we're validated because it's actually happened. And it's being played out right now in front of everybody. Right? In front of everybody. The whole world's seeing it. And if you aren't seeing it, you're blinded by the light, I would say. And, of course, the chaos is in the Supreme Court right now, which, by the way the Founding Fathers designed it, is that the Supreme Court would be the furthest from the people. And that's the way it would be designed. Because, you know, there's a filter that gets up to the judges, basically. And the filter, in terms of what is going on with the people, by design, is the House of Representatives, the Senate, and then the Supreme Court. Because the Supreme Court has to be somewhat detached from the people in order to render judgments. That's kind of the way it is. You don't get involved with what happens at the one-on-one level. The feel, the sense of the people at the representative level. That's what that's all about. The representatives are that sense for the people. And then it goes up to the Senate, where laws that are being constructed or proposed and spending of the people's money and so on is deliberated over. Because it's the Senate that provides the deliberative essence, if you will, of any bills that would come out and be signed by the president, the executive. And if there's a challenge to that, then you have to have that third pillar, if you will, pillar, called the judiciary, and in this case the Supreme Court, that will render and make the decision between president, executive, and what the people need. That, so to detach is basically good in this regard. But now we have really something that's blowing up the whole system from the top down, so to speak, and that's the people interfering at the guttural level in the Supreme Court, and being brought to you by, yes, the progressives. See, this is the targeting that's going on. And, of course, Dianne Feinstein being pushed in all different directions by all different things, right? She gets it. She knows what she's up to. Oh, yeah. Oh, girlfriend knows. Because it's out about the Chinese and what she's done. The treasonous behavior of Dianne Feinstein. She's being squeezed. Would you like to be Dianne today? Think about it. She's being squeezed. And this is what you get. When you have evil being squeezed, like evil of Dianne Feinstein, this is the kind of stuff that's yielded. And that's what we have here. So good luck on that one. We're going to come back to that story. But I want to tell you about a lot of other things. Tiger Woods. Oh, yeah. The Tiger is back. He is back. Absolutely back. And we'll talk a little bit about that. People are going crazy about that. Donald Trump, the president of the United States, just spoke before the United Nations. And it's kind of interesting because he's putting everyone on notice about drugs and drug trafficking and drug trade. It is a wonderful thing to hear. It's kind of interesting. All the criminals of the world convened, well, at least the representatives of the criminals of the world convened at the United Nations. I'm sorry. Am I inferring that the United Nations is a criminal cabal? Pretty much. I'm just telling you that it is. That's really what it is. A bunch of criminals. And they fuel their criminality upon, well, such things as whatever they can do illegally with energy, you know, like oil and gas and power and things like that. And also about drugs around the world and about children and human trafficking. That's what they're about. Those are the beasts within the United Nations. And Donald Trump just kind of came down today and crushed them, said, this is what we're doing, this is how it's going to be now, about the drug trade. And boy, are they just not happy in places like Central and South America. They're more unhappy even today than what's going on at the border. And, of course, that's the other thing. We're going to have John Martinez with us, our expert on South America and Central America and Maoist activities. We're going to be talking about the Maoist behavior of Chapman University down there in Orange County. They are turning communist, Chapman University, unfortunately, of my alma mater, one of my alma maters. And I'm very, very saddened to be reporting these things. And it's also in my hometown of Orange, California, the epicenter of Maoist activities in California, as it's turning out. That's just a really tough one. And then Steve Hilton. You know, you've heard about Steve Hilton, Fox News. He's going to be with us in the third hour. talking about his new book and everything. We're going to be talking about him, about New California as well, because I know he likes California. And he's actually reported on New California, which I'll thank him for the reportage. And that brings me to the next thing about New California. We are having our constitutional convention for New California. We'll be in the epicenter, the other southern belly of the beast, if you will. We'll be at the epicenter down in Orange County in Irvine on October 5th and 6th for the second constitutional convention. Can you imagine that? The second constitutional convention will be there for October 5th and 6th. It's going to be a barn burner, obviously. We're going to be passing some resolutions, building some history, getting some things in context. And, of course, the big thing will be the structure, the infrastructure. The infrastructure for the Constitution for New California. And, boy, are they just not liking it. You know, I just can't tell you that how much I just sort of like these kind of moments when we know we're on the right side of history, when we know that what we're doing is absolutely, positively the right thing to do, because we're here. When we come back, we're going to talk about, the invasion that's going on right now. There's a big invasion down at the southern border. I bet you didn't know that. Well, we've known that. We called it out. Remember back then when we had the caravan that tried to come across the 10,000 people at a time? Remember that invasion? Well, it's on again. 2,000 migrants in 3 days at a single border crossing. At a single one in Texas. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA. And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. It's agenda21radio.news. Okay, so what do we have here? Agents apprehend 2,000 migrants in 3 days at single border crossing. Now, we're getting reports from our people down at the border. There's activity going on quite a bit. Flooding, flooding, flooding. The invasion is on. I guess that's kind of the vernacular I was getting from people. The invasion is on. I wonder why they would be rushing in and flooding people down. Let's see. It's September. Oh, it's September 2018. Oh, come on, Paul. What are you getting at? Why would this invasion be going on right now? Why? Why would they be flooding thousands, tens of... I mean, so if you pick this up, now, well, first of all, if you pick this thing up, this is from the Rio Grande Valley sector, apprehended more than 2,000, this is from Breitbart, by the way, and Bob Price of Breitbart. Border Patrol agents in the Rio Grande sector apprehended more than 2,000 migrants during a three-day period at a tiny area known for illegal border crossing. The groups consisted mainly of migrant families and unaccompanied children from Central America. So let's break that title. Let's break that one down. You've got groups consisted mainly of migrant families and unoccupied children from Central America. So let's see how many. I don't have it. But, okay. How much is that worth? How much is that worth? See? 2,000 at let's say, 10,000 a piece. Just minimum. Probably more for the children, especially the girls. Or actually the boys. They're both. I'd say the boys are more valuable. For the unaccompanied children, right? Because really what we're talking about here is the trafficking of human flesh and slavery. But we're also talking about flooding and changing the demographics of America by way of the massive numbers that are coming across the board. This is one place. It says, McAllen Station agents are being inundated with migrant families and unaccompanied minors illegally crossing the border from Mexico. Once across the border, the migrants turn themselves into the Border Patrol agents that they can find, according to information provided by Breitbart, Texas, from Rio Grande Valley Sector Border Patrol officials. The continued flow of migrants turning themselves into Border Patrol agents is creating an unsustainable situation, Rio Grande Valley Sector Chief Patrol Agent Manuel Padilla Jr. said in a written statement. The transnational criminal organizations exploit family units and unaccompanied children populations and create diversions for agents leaving areas along the Rio Grande vulnerable. Okay, let me break that one down for you. So what that means is that they have to take care of the children first. And they pull agents off patrol, of course, to take care of that, and leaves areas of the of that whole area. So we don't know how many are coming across. If you've apprehended 2,000 migrants, and most of them are these family units and unaccompanied children, then it just sort of stands to reason that what do you have there? You have the criminals, the real criminals. And we've seen all these pictures of these men dressed in military uniforms, and some of them are armed with, you know, machine guns. I wonder what they're doing with those military-style uniforms flooding across the border and those machine guns. I think in military jargon, that's probably called an invasion, isn't it? So you use the unaccompanied minors as a diversion because you know they're going to take assets and divert them someplace else rather than at the point of invasion. And then you bring in the foot soldiers. Get it? No, I'm sorry. I forgot. You know, it's a radio thing. I just sort of forgot about the whole point why they might be doing it. Remember, I said it's September 2018. So let's break it down. September 2018, it's an even-numbered year, so there's an election. You have a very, very strong personality named Donald Trump. Who just today, by the way, we're going to break this one down, just today went and told all these people that gain money by the trafficking in human flesh and slavery and, of course, selling drugs at the United Nations, that he's going to take them on, destroy them. And they're flooding the border. And why would they do that? Well, probably, what do you think? Maybe we have an election. An election, that's right. And just a month before the election. Just in time, especially if you're in California. Just in time to go down to that good old DMV, get your driver's license, and determine that you are a Democrat. Because you can register to vote. Now, I know that they wouldn't vote, these illegal aliens. Don't you? I'm sure you trust that they wouldn't. Get it? To throw off the election. Then we get reports of the city of Orange, where Chapman University is, the communist Chapman University is perverse and pervasive. In flooding Orange, the city of Orange, with illegal foreign nationals. Hey, they're doing that in other places too, you know. Busing people in. I wonder why they're doing that. Well, I don't know about you why they're doing that. I mean, do I need to let you imagine why they're doing that? A majority of apprehensions are occurring near Guadalajara, just south of Mission, in what's become a staging area dubbed Rincon Village, where illegal immigrants of all ages turn themselves into agents. The area is well known and has become a gateway for human smuggling, Chief Padilla explained. Sector officials previously told Breitbart News that cartels exploit these families and the unaccompanied children in order to tie up Border Patrol. This is a cold read for me, by the way. I mean, I guess I kind of told you a little bit more than what was in there, right? It says sector officials previously told Breitbart, Texas, that cartels exploit these families and the unaccompanied children in order to tie up Border Patrol agents. While the agents are occupied with processing the migrants, cartels will move other migrants across, or migrant groups who seek to avoid apprehension or drug shipments across the border regions. There is no physical barrier in this segment of the U.S.-Mexico border. Now, that's the other story. There's no money that's going to be used to build that wall, right? Coming out of this budget. When we have a full-on invasion going on. Isn't that interesting? Yeah, I'm not even playing devil's advocate. I'm just kind of, you know, letting you know what's really going on. But don't you find that extremely interesting? About what is really truly going on here with these folks? I do. I find it incredibly interesting. Why would they be doing that? Because they're flooding the border. Then we know this is going on in California with open arms. Father Brown, the good Jesuit that he is allowing all these people across the border, right? I don't know why you do that, do you? Maybe it's because, I know, he's going out of office. Or is he? It's another little question, isn't it? Everybody's got this question. I was asked that question this weekend, it just came out off the top of my head. I don't know why it would do that. Will Jerry Brown give up his brownness? Oh, I'm sorry, his governorship. And will he become El Presidente of California, the Grand Caliph of the California Caliphate. Stay tuned for more, because there's a lot more coming.
Undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And a little reminder that on today's show in the third hour, with us from Fox News, will be Steve Hilton to discuss his book, Positive Populism, Revolutionary Ideas to Rebuild Economic Security, Family, and Community in America. America. That's the place for me. Steve Hilton is the author of Positive Populism. He is the host of Next Revolution on Fox News. We can talk about New California. I don't think he knows I'm the president of New California. I just don't think he does that. But we'll find out. I'll introduce myself. And he's done a fair amount of reporting on New California and done so, I think, in a positive way. So that ought to be a pretty good thing. Anyway, I like his show, by the way. And he took on the California thing, Gray Davis, and I can't remember the other guy he had. And he had, who else did he have on the panel? Tommy Lahren. Oh, yeah. Tommy Lahren was there. Anyway, it was an interesting thing about the California collapse or whatever. He did a story on California. We'll talk about that. Anyway, so that's a big story. And also with us in the next hour, top of the hour, we're going to learn about what's going on with things like Shining Path and the Maoist organizations that you find up and down, you know, all of the New World now. They seem to be ubiquitous, these communists. And we're going to be outing some of them, as you know we have been as we talk about agents apprehending 2,000 migrants in a three-day period in a single border crossing, very small place, which means that if you talk, there's as many as 20, 30, 40, as many as 100,000 of them coming across the border every few days. I don't know about you, that's called a big number. I'm just telling you, the invasion is on, folks. It is on. All right. Where do we go from here? Where do we go from here is real simple. We've got this stormy storm going on right now. And this is, where's this coming from? Oh, this it came from Drudge, but they shifted me now to Fox News. Fox News. It's Kavanaugh buffeted by more uncorroborated charges as Dems seek to derail nomination. I'm shocked to see this happening, aren't you? I'm absolutely shocked to see gambling going on here. I'm shocked, shocked. Anyway, so they're desperate, of course, and so Dianne Feinstein pulls all, and then they're coming out with the opinion polls. In the opinion polls, it says, oh, the people don't believe any longer in Kavanaugh. Oh, and of course, who controls the opinion polls? George Soros and the folks, right? So why would you believe that? You know what I mean? Why would you believe that? You wouldn't. You shouldn't. You wouldn't and you shouldn't. So that's just that. That's just the way it is. So now we have new allegations against him. And this we're going to talk about this, how desperate these people are. Well, here we go. Let's pull it up here and see if we've got this voice business worked out. Yeah, with Jared.
Great. Jason Chaffetz, author of The Deep State, How an Army of Bureaucrats Protected Barack Obama and is Working to Destroy
it's
the
Steve
Trump
Hilton.
Agenda. Turning Point USA Communications Director Candace Owens and Fox News legal analyst and author of the bestseller The Russia Hoax, The Illicit Scheme to Clear Hillary Clinton and Frame Donald Trump, Greg Jarrett. All right, everyone, what do we make of this?
Nobody knows the truth of what happened until the accuser and the accused have an opportunity to speak publicly about it. You know, the legal landscape is littered with false accusations, the Duke LaCrosse case, the UVA rape case. So we just don't know. I mean, she may well be telling the truth, but we don't know.
Dr. Ford, and now we have a new accuser.
Well, under advice and consent under the Constitution, it's whatever the Senate wants it to be. But every salacious story that's coming out after the hearing was closed, by the way, I mean, he's right. been out there since July. And now you have this new salacious thing, which I think is terribly unfair without any evidence. You read through the article and time again, it says, well, this could have maybe happened, maybe.
Right. This is the Deborah Ramirez, the new one tonight. Candace?
Look, I think this is absolutely infuriating. I am thinking that this is despicable behavior, and it's a typical leftist tactic to stall. They are constantly trying to stop this administration from having any wins, and this is the natural trail that they follow. First, they create mass hysteria by saying that if this person is elected or if this person is selected or confirmed, they're going to dial back human rights. We saw that with the whole abortion thing. Mm-hmm. Then, if that fails, they move to number two, which is racism. They somehow accuse the candidate of being racist, which we saw with Cory Booker's absurd I Am Spartacus moment, which in fact proved that he was not racist. And now we're at number three, which is the Me Too witch hunt, which has been going on for way too long. It makes due process go away, and they assume that because rape and sexual assault is such a sensitive topic, as it should be, that they can just throw around baseless allegations. I do not believe either of these women. I believe this is just simply the left pulling out leftist tactics to stop this conservative.
Well, I just want to look. You called it a witch hunt, and you said you don't believe them, and others do. And I think what that shows actually is the interesting fact here. It's something that behavioral scientists call confirmation bias. You know, depending on your own prior point of view, you believe the evidence you want to believe. I just want to be fair about this, if I can, and you please weigh in with your opinions. But there's a couple of red flags on either side, even before tonight's news, that I just wanted to sort of point to. One on each, actually. I'm interested. It's a detail, but I think it could be important. One of the things we heard, let's just start with Dr. Ford's side. One of the things we heard a lot last week was, let's learn from the Anita Hill process. Let's not have unqualified senators ask questions. Let's get professionals in who really understand these sorts of things and have them ask the questions. And that wouldn't be the senators. But then when you get to the legal team, Dr. Ford herself, her lawyers, went for precisely the opposite. They're insisting that it's Republican senators. Now, that tells you something, doesn't it, about what this is all about?
The FBI perhaps will eventually get involved now that there are additional accusers that are coming out. But he's already gone through six FBI investigations. These things are very detailed. I mean, they talk to your kindergarten teacher and every neighbor you've ever had. They talk to all of your classmates and, you know, yeah. your friends and relatives and so forth. None of this has ever come up. In six different FBI investigations of Brett Kavanaugh over 25 years, all of a sudden, these people are now speaking out with their accusations, which they should be heard respectfully. They should be considered. But I find it curious and suspicious that he was nominated on July 9th. And here we are at the end of September, and all of a sudden these people are coming forward.
But just in the tactics of it, funnily enough, I've been thinking, especially after what Chad Program said about the fact we actually got still a lot of time to get this done, if that's what your goal is, why not give them the FBI investigation? Just give it to them so they can't always hold that against you.
But that's not the way the Congress works. I can tell you, I was the chairman of a committee, the Oversight Committee. We did plenty of investigations, but Congress did them, not the FBI. That's just not how it works. They're there to do a background, learn everything they can, interview mm-hmm. everybody that they can. But the advice and the consent isn't from the executive branch. The advice and the consent is solely from the United States Senate.
What about the point that it did happen that the first Bush administration did it in relation to Anita Hill?
They did do an FBI check on that. And look, the White House could request the FBI do one more background check in light of these new accusations. Chad was brilliant in laying out the five-week
timetable.
There is time to do it.
It would take away that argument.
I don't see
Democrats.
The rush, frankly.
So, but Candace, let's go to the lawyers. It seems to me that they want the spectacle.
Absolutely.
Of as they describe it, the whatever it is, 10 white old men.
And here's the thing.
Rather than what the Republicans offered, which is a female attorney handling the questioning. But they rejected that. That tells you something about their motivations.
Yes, and this is their motivations. From start to finish, this has been a giant spectacle, and we are seeing that. And I'm telling you, conservatives have to stand together, and we have to vote in midterms, because this is what is at stake. They are going to do this by any means necessary to stomp this confirmation. Think about what they've done already to his family, what his wife is going through, what his children are going mm-hmm. through, watching these smears come out. I do not believe this whatsoever, and I feel I'm confident that the Me Too movement has now become a political weapon, and is a political weapon that belongs to the left, because conservatives would never do this.
Well, we are going to look at the politics of it, particularly the hypocrisy. One of the things that really got me this week was the hypocrisy of the Democrats. We've got really good stuff for you on that later in the show. But, I mean, do you think at the end of all this that, I mean, it's not provable, is it? None of this is provable. In the end,
there is not a prosecutor in this country that would take these cases to court. It's not a criminal investigation. That's in part why the FBI is not involved.
Right.
But there is scant to no evidence. You want to respectfully hear from this person, and Senator Grassley has bent over backwards in adjusting the rules of the Senate to accommodate her. Private. Do we do it in public? Mm-hmm. Do we do it in California? Do we do it in Washington, D.C.? But you don't come into the negotiation into the United States Senate and start to say, well, this is who can ask questions and who can't. That's not the way it works.
Right.
You know, as a lawyer, I'm fairly familiar with statutes of limitations. In Maryland, actually, there is none on sexual assault. However, from a practical standpoint, a case that's 35, 36 years old, it's in which the accuser doesn't remember all the people who were there, how she got there, how she got home, where it happened, the house it occurred, and she's not even sure of the time period,
yeah.
frankly. So that is an unprovable case, and I agree with Jason, no prosecutor in their right mind would ever take that case.
But what go on,
and I'm just going to add this, and all of these women, they all demand a full FBI investigation after slipping out of amnesia of 35 plus mm-hmm. years, right? What are the chances that on top of all of that, they decide to come out with their story to the Washington Post and the New Yorker, publications that have basically been in cahoots trying to stop this administration at every chance that they could get? All of this reeks to me. It absolutely reeks.
Well,
I believe
timing
that this is completely
yeah.
dishonest.
The argument that's made, just to sort of put that side of it, is that something about the trauma means that you don't want to talk about it at the time. There's lots of evidence psychologically that could explain the delay.
But when you want to come out, you go to the Washington
Post. But what's interesting, I think, is that now you have the What I think is interesting about this news tonight, and then we have another one tomorrow, apparently, thanks to good old Michael Avenatti, is that one of the arguments prior to that was, this is so out of character for Brett Kavanaugh. How can you believe? Look at his whole life, unblemished and so on. It seems like that's what they're trying to chip away at with these stories.
But in the Ford situation, the so-called witnesses were there have all now issued letters to the Senate committee saying they don't have any recollection of it. So the so-called witnesses, there are none except for the accuser herself. Yeah. Again, the Senate's going to have to go through this, but she doesn't remember the year, doesn't remember the place, can't tell you who was there.
But it is interesting, isn't it? I thought that in the statements from the White House, particularly the White House, a very strong statement tonight, and used that word smear. I thought that shows that there's a real, it feels like there's an anger there about what's going on.
Because they've lived it. They've lived it. This is exactly what happened during Trump's election campaign.
Well, and it's important in this case, the latest revelation, like the Dr. Ford case, there's nobody to corroborate it. Which is always something that jurors consider. Now, this is a political exercise, I realize, before the Senate Judiciary Committee. But we do borrow some principles from the law. And one of them that's a foundation of American democracy is presumption of innocence. But when you listen to people like Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York, who stood in front of cameras and pronounced that the accuser was telling the truth and she believed her without ever talking to the accuser. Gillibrand's never even met her. Gillibrand must have slept through UCLA's law school class on presumption of innocence. She's really an embarrassment to the legal profession.
We'll be seeing more of Senator Gillibrand later on. I'm just going to leave that with you.
Oh, well. Anyway, we're done with that. But just kind of give you the flow of things with the Kavanaugh situation. Out of control. The other thing that's not out of control, though, is our President Donald J. Trump. And he had some interesting things going on. But and we're going to talk about that in just about a minute. I think we might get into in a minute. I've got to get to it in this segment. Donald Trump, though, this just flashed up. Donald Trump reaffirms support for Kavanaugh, calls new claims totally political. They're going to push back and fight back, obviously, because it's Kavanaugh is going to be the man. You know, he's going to be the man. That is just the way it works, is that Kavanaugh, with his good stuff, you know, is going to be happening. Also, of course, what happened just a few minutes ago, and I don't know where they're coming up with all this stuff. I can't find it. And I got to find it. I mean, my goodness gracious, it's got to be here somewhere. Where we've got the comments that was basically laid down by Donald J. Trump at the United Nations. You know, he comes out and just blasts them about what was going on. Where is the story? My goodness, nobody's got the story. What's up with that? You know, you're really in deep trouble. Anyway, we've got breaking news. Let's see if we can get this one queued up here for you in time. We are just blowing through everything here on the time frame for New California for Agenda 21 Radio. Sorry about that. We're just technical things going on. It seems like every morning there's some little thing that just wakes us all up in the studio. But anyway, so Donald Trump goes to the General Assembly, 73rd session of the UN General Assembly. Shocked. And I guess he's going to be speaking a little bit later on. Or maybe speaking right now. We'll see. Is he speaking? Who's speaking here?
Madame la Présidente de l'Assemblée Générale.
Madame President of the General Assembly.
Excellence, Monsieur le Secrétaire Général des Nations Unies.
Secretary General, His Excellency.
Excellence, Monsieur Cyril Ramaphosa, President de la République d'Afrique du Sud.
President of the Republic of South Africa.
Madame Grâce à Machel.
Madame Grâce à Machel.
Excellence, Mesdames et Messieurs les chefs d'État et du gouvernement,
the South African
government, Excellencies, distinguished
la vie,
Mandela peace,
le combat,
rounding up the white people,
de Mandela,
work,
and rounding up any people is really suspicious.
And they go beyond what we can imagine.
This is what they're doing. So we're not going to cover that one. But I've got to get this thing going on with Donald Trump and the comments that he made at the United Nations this morning, because it's really, really some good stuff. Because this is what happened. One of the things that Nikki Haley did. You may have heard about this, but Nikki Haley traveled down to Central and South America to see for herself what was going on with the drugs that are flooding into this country. And what happens naturally is that drugs are produced down there and they flood across our border. And guess which one is the worst one? Heroin. Naturally. That's heroin. And that is one of the top problems that they have. And that is one of the things that she came back and reported to the Trump administration about. And he goes to the United Nations this morning. Ah, here we go. Let's see if we can get into this feed. Okay, good. No, wait a minute. Yeah, that. Okay, listen. We got this one. We got your back on this one. Trump, we commit to fighting the drug epidemic together.
Thank you very much, Nikki.
This morning, about an hour ago.
Thank you all for being here this morning. It is a great honor to address you on an issue that affects every nation across the globe, the world drug problem, and a big problem it is. The scourge of drug addiction continues to claim too many lives in the United States and in nations around the world. Today, we commit to fighting the drug epidemic together. I want to express my deep gratitude to Ambassador Haley for her outstanding leadership in counter narcotics at the United Nations, along with the dedicated work of our great Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, who's done an absolutely fantastic job, and Ambassador John Bolton. Thank you very much. We also thank the Secretary General for joining us as our special guest, and as our special guest, he's become a great friend, and he's doing a wonderful job at a very, very complex situation, but a beautiful situation. And I've always said the United Nations has tremendous potential, and that potential is being met. Slowly but surely, it's being met. We are likewise grateful to our 31 co-host countries. Each of you is taking critical steps to combat the global drug problem. As the 2018 World Drug Report highlights, cocaine and opium production have hit record highs, credibly, and global deaths caused by drug use has increased by 60% from the year 2000 to 2015. So in 15 years, it's gone up 60%, which is absolutely terrible. As we know, illicit drugs are linked to organized crime, illegal financial flows, corruption, and terrorism. It's vital for public health and national security that we fight drug addiction and stop all forms of trafficking and smuggling that provide the financial lifeblood for vicious transnational cartels. In the United States, we're taking aggressive action, securing our borders, supporting law enforcement, devoting record funding to the opioid crisis, and promoting treatment and recovery. Many nations here today are also taking bold action. Newly elected President Duque, Colombia, campaigned on an anti-drug platform and won a very, very impressive victory. Congratulations. We look forward to partnering with his new administration to eradicate cocoa production in his country. All of us must work together to dismantle drug production and defeat drug addiction. For this reason, last month, the United States announced a global call to action on the world drug problem. The call is simple: reduce drug demand, cut off the supply of illicit drugs, expand treatment, and strengthen international cooperation. If we take these steps together, we can save the lives of countless people in all corners of the world. And when I say countless, I'm talking about millions and millions of people. I'm thrilled that every country in the room today has agreed to answer our call, and I want to thank each and every one of you for your commitment to this important initiative. The United States looks forward to working with you to strengthen our communities, protect our families, and deliver a drug-free future for all of our children. Thank you very much, and thank you for being here. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, so he rounds up all the criminals in one place at one time and tells them, we're putting you out of business. Don't you love it when a plan comes together? I think it is stupendous, absolutely stupendous what is going on. Don't you? I mean, seriously, think about it. Rounding up the usual suspects, and you put them in one room together, and you tell them, hey, we suspect you of dealing dirty, drugs and children, you know. That's what you're doing, and we're going to stop you. All in one place called the United Nations. Isn't it nice that you can round up the usual suspects around the globe? Is this what they mean by globalism? Trump style? Trump the globalist, rounding up the usual suspects to take care of them. Right? In one little room. I wonder if these guys are going to make political cartoons of that little statement. That would be a great political cartoon, don't you think? Trump rounding up the usual suspects. Oh, they all come running in. And then he slams them and tells them how, you know, we're going to put you down. We're going to take you out. No more little children put in cages, if you know what I mean. No more children being trafficked across our borders, if you know what I mean. And no more heroin to addict our children, if you know what I mean. It's not just us, by the way. It's not just the United States. Of course, it's all around the world. It's a worldwide problem. It's a lesser problem, I think, in the Philippines, where they round you up and shoot you if you're a drug dealer. No, court, I just round you up. Hey, you're identified as a drug dealer. Put your name in the paper. Next day, the execution squad comes up, shoots you, kills you. You're done. Goodbye. Next issue. That's what they do. That's why Duterte is, that's Duterte. No civil rights for you. That's how badly in the Philippines they view this whole issue of drugs and the whole issue of trafficking, which they've had the issue down there. And Duterte has figured it out. This is their way of doing business. I mean, gosh, don't you just love the United States of America? Clearly you must, with all of our little civil rights and everything, right? Protecting the criminal. Well, they use it to exploit it. You know, obviously, the protections that come from that. So the president is on the right track. Now, we're going to be on the right track, obviously, in the next hour, where we got John Martinez is going to be with us. We're going to be talking about Maoist and all this good stuff. And here in the United States, especially in Southern California and around, well, the New Americas, you know. the New Americas. So Central and South and America and Mexico, North America. Canada, it's all connected, by the way. The new world versus the old. Isn't that amazing? If you think about it. Kind of keeps our, I think what happens is because of the division of the continents and the old world versus new world, including Africa, somehow it keeps our world spinning in proper balance, doesn't it? Well, sort of. I mean, we got the geology down that keeps our globe spinning properly. What about on top of the geology? What about those living things? Social justice, anyone, to make it wobble? No wobbling of the planet. Not permitted. We can't have that. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. As you know, a lot of things happening with New California going into the convention. Coming up real quick, October 5th and 6th. That's October 5th and 6th down in Irvine. You can go visit the website, get your tickets if you want to come on board. And if you're a young person who's really, really interested in college, get your ticket. We got a place for you. We're selling tables, and people are buying them. Whole tables, so we can get some of you guys in. But you gotta want to be there. That's all you need to do is go and let us know who you are, and we'll ask you to come. So, anyway, that's just part of what we're doing. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.